My name is Rebecca Thompson Hitt, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Consciously Parenting Project. This is the Consciously Parenting Podcast. We're here to talk about parenting, real parenting, messy parenting. It's for parents who want to be connected, who want to do things differently to raise emotionally healthy families. We're going to talk about ways to connect, nurture, and repair your relationships. We're going to be looking at life and parenting through a different lens, a lens of connection. Thank you for joining us. This week, we're talking about gun violence and listening to understand. When you plant lettuce, if it does not grow well, you don't blame the lettuce. You look for reasons it is not doing well. It may need fertilizer or more water or less sun. You never blame the lettuce. Yet, if we have problems with our family or friends, we blame the other person. But if we know how to take care of them, they will grow well, like the lettuce. Blaming has no positive effect at all, nor does trying to persuade using reason and argument. That is my experience. No blame, no reasoning, no argument, just understanding. If you understand and you show that you understand, you can love, and the situation will change. Thich Nhat Hanh. We have a serious problem in the United States of America with gun violence. As parents, it feels especially scary to us, and we felt powerless to make it stop. In this series, we're going to be looking at what it takes to really listen to understand, the kind of listening that we can actually do to make changes, and another way we can look at what's happening with the boys and men in our culture that I haven't seen anyone talking about. Later on in this series, we're going to be taking a closer look at gun violence as a cultural trauma. What does it do inside of our bodies when this is happening in our country? Then we'll be looking at what's happening for you in finding your mama bear, followed by what's happening with your kids and what they need. Today, we're talking about listening to understand. Don't have to look very far to realize that everyone is shouting right now. It's been happening in our country for a long time, but it's gotten increasingly loud, and true listening is happening less and less. Maybe it's the fear of each other, the fear of not knowing what's going to happen to us, the need to control something that feels completely out of control. It could be the way that things are being talked about, putting up someone else's defenses before the conversation even gets started with some sort of an insult. Whatever it is, we stop listening and we get nowhere. Perhaps we do need to stop listening to the media, who seem to be adding to the fear and empowering those who feel strongly about something to shout louder and listen less. And by not listening to the media, I mean turning off your television if you still have it on and finding your own sources. Read both sides, even if it's hard. Model that for your older kids. Maybe it's a byproduct of this age of disconnection. When we're communicating without seeing each other's faces, we get so much out of facial expressions, eye contact, body language, but our virtual world is devoid of these kinds of communication cues. And our children are growing up in this environment. What impact does that have on them? We need to learn to listen to one another. Today, I'm going to talk about the general climate here in the United States, the roots of violence, and something called ACEs to look at what might be happening with these individuals who are hurting and hurting others so violently. I notice right now the parents seem to have two main fears specifically related to parenting in 2018. One is that their child is going to be a victim of gun violence, especially going to school, church, or another public place. And two, that their child could grow up and be that person who is violent. When we can remember that, it can help us put us back, or maybe for the first time, on a similar page with most other parents. When no one feels heard, the shouting to be heard gets louder. We also feel really isolated in so many ways as parents, and we either feel like we just can't take on one more thing, or we feel like we have to do it all on our own. Charles Eisenstein, who's the author of The More Beautiful World Our Hearts Know Is Possible, talks about something called the old story and the new story. He talks about how the old story is a story of separation, disconnection, depersonalization, isolation, of needing to do everything ourselves. And the new story is one of connection and interbeing, that we are interdependent, that we don't have to make changes by force, but that we can find ways to work together. The old story is the story we've been immersed in the United States of America. Because you're listening to this podcast, you are part of the big transition that is happening here, of moving to the new story. You are part of the story between the stories, as Charles calls it. You're making these changes in your home, little by little. You're working to apply the ideas of the new story through parenting consciously with your children, and that's part of a bigger and very important movement. Violence is a huge, huge part of the old story. Growing up without support for the things that have happened to you, growing up without enough people who have the time, energy, and understanding to see and hear you, growing up with this violence is significant. The space that we cultivate in our families matters. It doesn't have to be perfect, but there needs to be space to understand another person's viewpoint and their story. I want you to consider right now, because it's very easy to look at what's happening and say, oh, you know, these people are, you know, just defective. But what we know is that hurting people hurt others. We can see it with ourselves. We can see it with our little kids. That's part of human nature. When we can address the hurt in some way, especially when they're little, or we can create the environment where people can actually talk about the things that are happening to them, their experiences of them, their feelings about them, then we are creating this transition into the new story. So the question that I want you to begin asking is, what's happened to these boys and men who have perpetuated the violence? What's happened to them? We need to ask what happened to them instead of blaming. And we need to look at it deeply, because it is happening a lot. People who are hurting want someone else to get how badly they feel. A small child who's frustrating you is probably frustrated. People who kill a lot of people are showing you how they're feeling. What happens to someone to make them feel so bad? So I'd like to share a tool for you to understand a new way of looking at what's happening with these boys and men. And I think that it helps us to, one, shift the conversation so that we're not just throwing blame everywhere, and two, to address our own concerns that we have about our kids. And you may not have this specific concern, but you may see it with other kids. We have to, as a part of that new story, we have to start looking out for the other people around us and the families that are struggling in one way or another, because we all need to work together. We have to work together to make this different. So even if you're not concerned specifically about your child, though you may be, this is the thing that you need to understand. So this is called the ACEs study. And we're going to talk about ACEs and the impact on growing children when these things aren't processed. So ACEs is the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. It was created by Drs. Vincent Valletti and Robert Anda. They were the co-founders of the study, and they published something called The Hidden Epidemic: The Impact of Early Life Trauma on Health and Disease. And they were actually, Dr. Folletti was actually working in an unlikely space to come to these conclusions. He was working with people who were having obesity issues. And he had a protocol. He's a medical doctor. He had a protocol that he was working with them on to create, more health and to help them to lose weight. And it was a pretty comprehensive program, and it was working for a lot of people. And so he had this woman who came in, and she followed everything in the protocol, and she lost a lot of weight, and she was feeling great. She was grateful. And then within a relatively short period of time, she gained it all back. And Dr. Folletti actually had a conversation with her and said, you know, and this is breaking protocol because researchers especially, and in this line of work, it was never, you don't talk to the patient about, you know, their experiences, but he was really trying to figure out what happened. So he said, you know, wow, you know, I noticed you lost all this weight, you were doing really well, and then you gained it back. I wonder why. And she said, oh, I know exactly why. She said, I was sexually abused as a child. And, you know, when I lost weight, men started paying attention to me again, and I didn't know how to handle that. And it brought up all of my early trauma. And so I gained the weight back because I feel safer when I have this layer of fat on my body. It's protective of me. And that was a huge moment for Dr. Folletti because he realized that the experiences that she had had much, much earlier in her life, I think she was under 10 or 11 when all of this stuff happened to her, and it was having a huge impact on present time. And so he did a huge study where he asked a lot of people about their childhood experiences and came up with a huge database of experiences. And you can actually go online and you can look for the ACEs study. You can find it on the website ACEs Too High. And there's a lot of other really interesting charts and graphs, and you can really immerse yourself in it. But basically what he found is that the more adverse early childhood experiences, so things that happen before the age of 18, these are also considered developmental traumas. The more of those that you have, the higher the likelihood that you're going to have physical problems as an adult. And I'm talking about any disease that you can think of. The higher the number of ACEs, the more likely you are to be violent. And there's a very, very strong correlation between ACEs, or adverse early childhood experiences, and violence. And so it comes back again to it's what happened to you. And I also want to add the other thing that I've been saying a lot recently, and I have believed this for a long time, but I have the words right now. And that's that it's not what happens to you, you know, entirely. Yes, those things matter, but it's how you make sense of it. Because we also know that if someone can make sense of what happened to them, if they can understand the story, if they can understand and find the strengths in that story in themselves, if they can make sense of it, that they don't have the same long-term impact as those who don't make sense of what happened to them. So this is a huge part of the work that I'm doing right now and sharing with parents, because things happen. It isn't that we need to blame parents or we need to blame whatever, this thing that happened, but we need to understand that those things that happen, emotional abuse, divorce, all of those things that create a huge impact on us and the story and how we define ourselves and how we think about ourselves and the behaviors and our ability to regulate our nervous system. Because regulating our nervous system allows us to regulate our emotions. And when we can regulate our emotions, we regulate our behavior. But if we've experienced a lot of adverse early childhood experiences, we have difficulty regulating our nervous system, and therefore we have difficulty regulating our emotions, and then we have difficulty regulating our behavior. These things are all connected. And so it's important to look at this with our kids and with our culture, and that we as a culture need to be addressing ACEs. And there are some really interesting things that are happening right now to address that. There are trauma-informed communities that are popping up. There are physicians who are taking on the charge of ACEs and looking for ACEs in their practice and screening for those. There are programs like child-parent psychotherapy where it's designed for children who are 5 and under who have experienced ACEs, and it's to help the parents and the child together process what's happened. There are lots of amazing things that are happening that are going to help our society as a whole. But we need to start having these conversations. We need to start listening to one another, and we need to start asking different questions. We need to raise our consciousness, because problems cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness that created them. It just doesn't work. So check out ACES Too High. And also, if you're interested in really understanding this shift, my first book, Consciously Parenting, What It Really Takes to Raise Emotionally Healthy Families, is about this shift from focusing on behavior to focusing on the relationship. And I have a course online. You can take it. It's a pay what you can, and it's Consciously Parenting 101. And that will help you to shift into this new story, because we are in the space. We are in the story between the stories. What we do in our homes right now makes a difference, and how we support our children and ourselves right now and our culture is going to make a huge difference. Next week, we're going to be talking about cultural trauma and the emotional and physical impact of cultural gun violence on our bodies and nervous systems. So this isn't, you know, if you have specifically gone through a shooting or you've experienced that, but in the culture at large, and what that's doing to our nervous systems and to our kids. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know your questions. And I look forward to continuing this conversation. You've been listening to the Consciously Parenting Podcast. Please visit our website for more information, consciouslyparenting.com. Copyright 2018.